The Truth Commentary with Rob Pugh, publisher of the Wisconsin Christian News, a ministry dedicated to the truth revealed through Jesus Christ, encouraging listeners to stand boldly as the King's return is at hand.
I really don't like politics, but as Christians, we must not distance ourselves from politics because it's politics and politicians that direct our public discourse, and it's what we do as Christians regarding politics that determines the trajectory of our society and culture. We must not be ignorant of the devil's devices. Will we continue to allow God and Jesus Christ to be erased and minimalized, or will we stand boldly for the one we claim to serve? Will we continue to bow the knee to Caesar, or is there no king in America except King Jesus for us? Will we push back against evil, wickedness, perversion, and the exploitation of our children, or will we ignore it all, claiming politics is none of our business? What we do as Christians makes a difference, whether we want to accept that responsibility or not. Perhaps more importantly, what we fail to do as Christians has a profound impact in the nation and world we live in, and the nation and world our children and grandchildren will inherit from our watch. America was founded with a wonderful system of checks and balances to ensure our government would never become tyrannical or corrupt. Unfortunately, our politicians have ignored that system for decades. I don't think there's been anyone in our executive branch that's not been compromised since perhaps JFK. Our legislative branch figured out how to become millionaires off the public dole long ago. Even in times of government shutdowns, they've managed to give themselves raises in their salaries, salaries they continue to receive for life, long after they leave office, if they ever do. And they figured out how to launder money through shady business deals, gifts from so-called lobbyists, by taking outright bribes from Big Pharma, and through continuing to fund foreign wars by way of the military-industrial complex. And our judicial branch is a setup, too. If you think there's no agenda there and their only intention is to properly interpret the Constitution, you'd be wrong. Our Supreme Court and lower court justices are equally beholden to the globalist regime, the deep state, whatever you want to call it. Make no mistake, our public servants today, with very few exceptions, deserve none of our admiration or respect. They're swindlers, criminals, and if the truth were to be known, most of them are perverts. They serve themselves on this all-you-can-eat buffet we've laid out for them, which we pay for and they get it all for free, and no one seems to stop them. Most of them have never done a hard day's work in their lives. They consider themselves above the law, which they are, and their credibility is less than that of the telemarketer, the used car, or timeshare salesman. And now, once again, we find ourselves in another so-called election year. I hate to be cynical, but I don't believe we've had free and fair elections, at least on the national level, for a very long time. For decades, they've been rigged, especially when it comes to the presidential elections. Presidents are selected, not elected. That's my opinion. The outcomes of these theater shows are predetermined well in advance by entities and powers we know nothing of. Once in office, their actions are controlled by puppeteers pulling the strings. And once again, for this cycle, we have the customary two choices. Perhaps never before in our lifetimes has the choice been made so stark in contrast for us. On one side, we have a political party that's all-out communist, and they're proud of that agenda. On the other side, we have the America First ideals, which, of course, most Americans prefer. Because we're tired of the tyranny, we're sick to death of the perversion forced upon all of us under wicked laws. Our backs are broken by soaring inflation and out-of-control national debt, and our jobs are eliminated by an ever-increasing number of businesses that can no longer keep the lights on. America is at the brink of total collapse in whatever direction you look. Our economy, our cost of living, our personal investments, our morality as a nation has never been lower. As a people, we are now more divided than ever by the color of our skin, by our gender, by our preference of sexual activity, by our income levels, and more. Normal working people can't afford the basic necessities anymore. Food, shelter, clothing, transportation, utilities. While those who choose not to work receive every advantage, or should I say, bribe. At the same time, our nation is being invaded by foreign enemies who mean to do us harm, and already have, and this invasion is being facilitated by the regime in power. We're living out the promise of Deuteronomy 28:43. The foreigner living among you will rise higher and higher above you, while you sink down lower and lower. God spoke to Moses in Deuteronomy 28 and instructed him to warn his people, "If you do not obey the Lord your God by carefully following all his commandments and statutes, all these curses will come upon you and overtake you." And so they have. Be not deceived. Both Democrats and Republicans are to blame for the state of our nation. But if you want to get to the root of the problem, we need only look in the mirror. We've sunk to this current level because we've done nothing to stop it or even push back against it. Nor did most of our parents, because for so many years, we've chosen to believe the system was legitimate. The last few years have revealed that it's not, and it hasn't been for a very long time. I'm concerned for what's to come in the months ahead as we approach the November election. You should be too, and you should be preparing, physically and spiritually, for the dark winter ahead. I've also tried to figure out the plot to this sick theater play they're putting on for us. Not so long ago, I really believed that Michelle Obama would pick up the baton from Joe Biden. But now I realize that would be too obvious. The Obamas can be more useful to Satan if they remain behind the curtain, planning, scheming, and orchestrating. So now we have Kamala Harris as the presumptive nominee of the Communist Party, having been placed in the position of their new figurehead without a single vote cast on her behalf. I didn't think they'd take that route, but stick with me and I'll try to make sense of it. Harris then chose one of the most reviled communist governors in the nation as her running mate, Tim Walz of Minnesota. And I've spoken with many people from Minnesota, and none of them know anyone who's ever voted for this man, yet he's taken power there and kept it. He's the poster child for the murder and mutilation of children, which communists love. Last year, he signed legislation that includes no limitations on abortion. And with an executive order, he made Minnesota a trans refuge state, meaning that children are welcome to go to Minnesota for irreversible transgender surgeries and sterilizing hormone treatments without parental consent or knowledge. He also presided over the burning and looting of Minneapolis and St. Paul, leaving the Twin Cities in utter desolation, even as he worked to defund the police there. By the way, Kamala Harris raised money to bail out those who were arrested. Two peas in a pod. And to illustrate the wokeness of Walz even further, he does attend a so-called church, but it's an ELCA Lutheran church, where parishioners are instructed not to refer to God using male pronouns. The church supports reparations for black people, encourages congregants to celebrate Ramadan, and uses a modified gender-neutral version of the Lord's Prayer. Abomination. Of course, they also celebrate the LGBTQP+ agenda, abortion and mutilizing and sterilization and surgeries of children who somehow manage to escape death by abortion. So why in the world would the communists choose Harris? And then why would they choose such a radical communist like Walz? I think I finally figured it out. The leftists know the vast majority of Americans are fed up with the communist tyranny and their woke agenda. They know Americans are tired of the lies of net zero and climate change. They know Americans won't stand much longer for sexual perversion and hedonism forced down our throats, nor will we allow our children to be indoctrinated and brainwashed with these mental illnesses much longer. Basically, they know they can't possibly win an election, and stealing it again this year would not be a good look for them. So they've chosen the most radical leftist team one could assemble to pit against Donald Trump, who appeals to American nationalism, who brings the ideals of common sense back into the discussion, and who offers the promise of ending the wokeness and embracing our beloved American history and heritage. I'm not saying Trump is a legitimate Christian conservative. I certainly hope he's for real, but he did preside over the COVID scam and the depopulation shot. He did credit himself for being extremely LGBTQ friendly, and he never pardoned the J6 political prisoners, though he absolutely could have. So while I, like most Americans, like what he purports to represent, I have my doubts about him as well. He's a politician, so I must give him the same scrutiny I give all politicians. But by choosing the most radical communist team possible, the left is energizing their most radical communist base supporters, the brainwashed young people with pink, blue, and green hair who now hate America, question their gender, support sodomy while at the same time supporting Islam, and see themselves as entitled to all the free stuff government has to offer, including their college indoctrinations. These are the tattooed ones with nose piercings, wearing masks and hoods, who choose death over life, stop traffic, deface our monuments, attack people in the streets, riot, burn, loot, and destroy in command, and for $30 to $50 an hour, I might add. You see, the left needs chaos. They can't very well finish the job of destroying the country while they hold power, so they must do it while the other side holds power. Trump will most certainly win the election, and that'll be Civil War 2.0. Or is it 3.0 now? I've lost track. I'm sure that right now, as we speak, they're preparing Obama's private army to begin the attack. They're also equipping and training the millions of foreign invaders they've settled in to strike all our major cities when they get the call on their free cell phones. So basically, the left is energizing their base, though they know they can't possibly win and won't get a free pass on another stolen election. But they're telling their base what they want to hear: free college, free healthcare, free housing, free drugs, free abortions, free sex, choose your own gender, make one up if you like, no morality, no personal responsibility, must stop climate change, Christianity is oppression, nationalism is bad, globalism is good, 15-minute cities, you get the point. If you think the riots of 2020 were bad, you ain't seen nothing yet. I'm not planning for much beyond November, and November's coming up quickly. I suggest you prepare. Stock up on food and other necessities. Get some things you can use to barter with your neighbors. Find alternative ways to stay warm this winter. Only God knows what's about to break loose, but everyone knows it's not going to be good. Understand this is all part of the One World Order plan. Also know that Trump is not your savior, whether he legitimately wants to rescue this nation or not. And if you don't know who your real savior is, now's the time. Don't wait. Energize your relationship with Jesus, the King of Kings, because the left is energizing their base right now, and their demons are chomping at the bit. The spiritual war we've been enduring will soon become physical. Audio CDs and transcripts of this message are available when you call me at Wisconsin Christian News, 715-486-8066, or email Rob, R-O-B, at wisconsinchristiannews.com and ask for message number 438.
This has been the Truth Commentary with Rob Pugh, publisher of the Wisconsin Christian News. Find us on the internet at wisconsinchristiannews.com. Questions and comments? Email Rob, R-O-B, at wisconsinchristiannews.com.
The views expressed are those of the speaker.